Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88 today. Psalm 119, starting in verse 81. Calf. My soul faints for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, while I say, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, who are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not your precepts. Quicken me after your loving kindness. So shall I observe the testimony of thy mouth. The longing and need for God in the present danger and peril of enemies is close to overwhelming the psalmist. He's fainting for salvation, hoping on the word, yet his eyes are failing in the word, waiting for that comfort. This is the real struggle that we find ourselves in time and time again. We're a bottle in the smoke, lost in days of persecution, waiting for salvation, afraid of the pits being dug by those who do not pursue God's law. And yet that's really one of the keys. The knowledge of the word and the knowledge by the word can help us through. The psalmist makes a comparison between those who persecute and the true God. The persecutors are unfaithful. They are in the wrong. And God is faithful and true, this being revealed by his word, that it is good and he is good. When this is the case, even in times of despair, we know that reaching out to him is the only safe, only real, only life-giving option that we have. So we end it in verse 88, quicken me after your loving kindness, which is an old-fashioned word for enlivening and bringing in life. Bring me life after your loving kindness, so shall I observe the testimony of thy mouth. The intermixing of the life from God and the word from God is how we live. Let's read through it again. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. Mine eyes fail for thy word while I say, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet I do not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me who are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after your loving kindness, so shall I observe the testimonies of thy mouth. The life that we have from God, mixed with the word that we have from God, is what can give us hope. We don't have to be like a bottle in the smoke. I don't know what that phrase specifically means, but the despair that that picture puts into my mind is beautiful. We don't have to remain like a bottle in the smoke. We can be quickened. We can be made alive by God. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope to talk with you again soon.